Oil prices plunge as Iran says straight open, ceasefire with Israel brings respite to Lebanon, but obstacles to peace remain. Kanye West concert in Poland canceled over anti-Semitic comments. Thousands celebrate open-air mass with Pope Leo in Cameroon, in pictures. Irish fugitive and suspected crime boss Daniel Kinahan arrested in Dubai. Mugabe's son pleads guilty to pointing a gun in South Africa. Japan reveals new name for 40-degree cells in hotter days after blistering summer. Mum is finally free. Pensioner detained by ICE in the U.S. returns to France. Palestinians hand over suspect in 1982 attack on Jewish restaurant in Paris. Singer D4VD arrested on suspicion of murdering teenage girl. Runaway wolf finally captured after 9-day search in South Korea. Iranian footballers say Australia has given them hope for safe future. Finance ministers and top bankers raise serious concerns about Mythos AI model. Naples bank robbers hold 25 people hostage, then vanish through tunnel. 3 charged with arson at Persian media offices in London. Pope criticizes tyrants who spend billions on wars after Trump spat. Rescuers to use air cushions in latest effort to save stranded whale. Turkish police detain 162 people over online posts about school shootings. Orban's era was over in a flash, and Hungary's next PM is a man in a hurry. What we know about the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. What next for South African opposition firebrand Malema after his 5-year prison sentence? I was tortured and lost my hand. One student struggled to get an education in Nigeria. Avengers reassemble and Top Gun flies back. Hollywood studios preview their new movies. School shootings a new trauma for Turkey as nation mourns. Watch, fuel truck leaves trail of fire on road in Syria. BBC in Iran, Tehran does not think it has lost this war. Officer on horseback chases suspect through New York streets. Moment wolf on the run in South Korea is found. Artemis commander tells BBC about powerful. Moment crater named after his late wife. Watch, rising prices threaten Minnesota's meat raffles. Artemis 2 crew describes moon mission and splashdown moment. Trump, without elaborating, cites some pretty good news on Iran. U.S. renews Russian oil waiver after pressure from countries dealing with Iran war price shocks. Trump says China's Xi is very happy about Strait of Hormuz reopening. U.S. to recover uranium from Iran at a leisurely pace. Trump tells Reuters, Goldman sees softer oil demand, flags two-sided risks to 2026 price outlook. Ships test Strait of Hormuz after opening, seek assurances on safety. Gold prices rise after Iran temporarily opens Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Energy Department restores funding to carbon removal projects. European natural gas prices slump after temporary Hormuz reopening announced. Reaction roundup. Experts, analysts weigh in on Strait of Hormuz reopening. What is the AI opportunity for cruise lines? U.S. judge rejects Bayer bid to block Johnson & Johnson prostate cancer drug claims. Australia extends relaxed fuel standards to bolster supply. Air traffic control applicants top 8,000 in 13 hours, transportation secretary says. Trump IRS in talks to settle U.S. president's $10 billion lawsuit. Is low domestic buying of U.K. stocks a problem? Apple defeats bid for new Apple Watch import ban at U.S. Trade Tribunal. Geothermal developer Fervo Energy files for NASDAQ IPO as losses widen. Blackstone-backed Liftoff moves closer to public markets with U.S. IPO filing. Italy saw modest growth in Q1, supported by Olympics central bank estimates. Canadian housing starts decrease 6% in March. U.S. tariffs drive steep drop in EU exports for second month. NATO will not collapse and U.S. will defend its allies. Estonian minister says Fed's Miran says may cut rate outlook on inflation concerns. U.S. weekly jobless claims fall. Manufacturing production retreats in March. Trump administration to lobby allies to support trade over aid push, cable shows.